Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs a review meeting on Ahmedabad air tragedy. Investigation into fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues. Black box recovered from site. DGCA directs Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-8 and 9 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines. Israel launches a wave of strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top military leaders. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warns Israel of severe punishment. And heat wave continues to grip northwest India. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra over next 3 days. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. The Prime Minister also chaired a review meeting at Ahmedabad Airport with top authorities to assess the ongoing relief and recovery efforts. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience with Prasar Bharati correspondent.
वो मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम के लिए के तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूं लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुली मैं देखा ना तो मैं जिंदा हूं तो मैंने ट्राई किया मेरी सीट बेल्ट निकाला और जहां से निकल सकते वहां से मैं निकल गया वहां से मेरे नजरों के सामने एयर होस्टल और दूसरे आंटी अंकल सभी उसमें मिस हो गए थे सभी जब टेक ऑफ हुआ ना तो सडनली 5-10 सेकंड कैसे लगा जैसे स्टक हो गया हो बाद में प्लेन में लाइट ऑन हो गई ग्रीन और व्हाइट बाद में वो प्लेन टेक ऑफ ज्यादा करने के लिए वो रेस दिया होगा ऐसा कुछ और सीधा स्पीड में ही घुस गया मैं जहां लैंड हुआ था ना वो नीचे की साइड थी वहां थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर तो जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना मैंने देखा ना जब सामने कि थोड़ा इधर पेस है मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूँ निकलने के लिए तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर वो बिल्डिंग का होता ना दीवार तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था मैं जो जहाँ था वहीं थोड़ा पेस था फिर भी मेरे पता नहीं मैं कैसे बसा हूँ जब आग लगी ना मेरा लेफ्ट हैंड भी जल गया थोड़ा फिर एम्बुलेंस मेरे को उठा लेके इधर आया हॉस्पिटल में
The Prime Minister also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of devastation is saddening. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. The investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues with forensic experts visiting the crash site today to carry out a detailed examination. According to police sources, the black box has been recovered from the site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. More from a correspondent.
There is an atmosphere of mourning in the whole state as most of the passengers who lost their lives in this fatal plane crash are from different districts of Gujarat. Their relatives from the country and abroad are reaching Civil Hospital of Ahmedabad, which has become the epicenter of this accident. The health, police and security teams are on high alert and all the arrangements have been made to help the affected families. The investigation of this incident is underway and today the team of Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has got an important success. The black box, that is the flight data recorder, has been recovered from the accident site, which will help in finding the cause of the accident. Forensic experts also visited the spot today and detailed investigation is being done. The real cause of the accident will be revealed on the basis of the forensic and technical investigation. An FIR has also been registered in Meghani Nagar police station for the accidental death in connection with this incident. On the other hand, more than 7 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased, while more than 200 DNA samples have been taken by the hospital administration. Respecting the sentiments of the families of the deceased, the administration had decided to hand over the dead bodies of all the deceased by Sunday evening. Meanwhile, the common people are also standing with the administration in this difficult time. A large number of people are reaching the civil hospital for blood donation. The Indian Army has also organized a blood donation camp in the Kent area today. And tomorrow morning also, a blood donation camp will be organized by the Army in the NCC Group campus. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-8 and 9 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said inspections should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional officers. In a statement, the DGCA said that inspection of fuel parameter monitoring, electronic engine control system test, engine fuel-driven actuator operational test, and review of taken-off parameter should be one-time checked before departure of flight. It also emphasized on introducing flight control inspection in transit inspection till further notice. The DGCA also issued directions to carry out power assurance checks within 2 weeks and closure of maintenance action based upon the review of repetitive snags during the last 15 days on Boeing 787-8 and 9 aircraft at the earliest. It said the report of mentioned checks is to be submitted to DGCA for review. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who tragically lost his life in the recent Ahmedabad air disaster. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he worked together with Vijay Rupani shoulder to shoulder, including during some of the most challenging times. He highlighted Rupani's distinguished career, recalling his contributions across various roles, including his tenure in the Rajkot Municipal Corporation as Rajya Sabha MP, Gujarat BJP President, and as a cabinet minister in the state government. The Prime Minister said he was humble and hardworking, firmly committed to the party's ideology. When fate takes a sharp, tragic turn, even the smallest twist of chance can mean the difference between life and death. This was witnessed in yesterday's tragic mishap. We have a report.
Bhumi Chauhan, a resident of Bharuch in Gujarat, became one of the few spared by such a twist. She missed Air India flight which crashed yesterday. Bhumi's story and those of a handful of others who were meant to be on that doomed flight are haunting reminders of how close they came to sharing the same fate and how thin the line between tragedy and survival can be. Ms. Bhumi shared that she arrived at the check-in gate 10 minutes late due to traffic in Ahmedabad and was not allowed to board the plane.
एयरपोर्ट से तो घर के लिए निकल चुके थे और हम लोग गाड़ी में ही थे तभी हमने न्यूज देखा कि ऐसा प्लेन क्रैश हुआ है एट द टाइम आई वाज फीलिंग टोटली नम एंड मतलब मैं अपने भगवान का थोड़ा माता जी का शुक्रिया कर रही थी कि मैं बच गई लेकिन दूसरी साइड ये भी था कि ये जो इंसिडेंट हुआ है वो बहुत ही थोड़ा टेरिफाइड है
However, others were not so lucky. For many, it was meant to be the start of something joyful. A doctor couple, full of hope, were beginning a new chapter as a family in the UK. Their dreams would end in tragedy on this ferry flight. A 35-year-old woman was returning to the UK after leaving her daughter with her parents in Vadodara. She would never make it home. Two sisters, excited for their vacation in London, boarded with smiles that would never see another day. They all boarded the flight, unaware that this takeoff had no landing. Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that he is in touch with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy, Foreign Minister of Portugal Paul Rangel and Foreign Minister of Canada Anita Anand regarding the Ahmedabad plane crash. Dr. Jayashankar expressed profound condolences and offered fullest support in this hour of grief. 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese national and 1 Canadian national had also lost their lives in the plane crash in Ahmedabad yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Israel's military launched a wave of strikes on Iran early this morning, targeting key nuclear facilities. According to Iran's Tasnim state news agency, the assault also hit residential areas, injuring at least 50 people. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that the military operation will continue as long as necessary. In response, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned Israel of severe punishment. Israel's military said Iran fired about 100 drones towards its territory, many of which were intercepted. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. India has called for restraint from both sides and emphasized the importance of resolving the underlying issues through diplomatic channels. The Ministry of External Affairs issued a statement expressing deep concern over the rising tensions between Israel and Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has once again called on Iran to reach a nuclear agreement with the United States, warning that attacks will only get worse. He further cautioned that the next planned attacks on Iran will be even more brutal if Tehran continues to resist diplomatic engagement. The statement marked Trump's first public remarks since Israel launched a series of strikes on Iran, targeting its nuclear facilities and top military officials. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot in Marseille today. In the talks, Dr. Jaishankar welcomed France's strong condemnation of terrorism and India's right to defend itself. Both ministers held productive discussions on bilateral cooperation, including in trade, defense, clean energy, IMEC, culture, and people-to-people ties. BJP's Kanad Pur Kayasth and Aham Gan Parishad's Birendra Prasad Baishya have been elected unopposed to the Rajya Sabha from Assam today. This marks the parliamentary debut of Kanad Puryakast, who currently serves as the BJP state secretary. Assam has a total of 7 Rajya Sabha seats. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Rajasthan, saying the extreme heat wave conditions will continue for the next 2 to 3 days. Talking to Akashwani News, senior scientist in IMD R.K. Jainamani said an orange alert has also been issued for Jammu, Haryana and Madhya Pradesh for the next 48 hours. He said, meanwhile, the heat has reduced slightly in Delhi.
The temperature has reduced significantly because of the occurrence of the thunderstorm and rain in the nearby area in the NCR region. And if we talk about actual temperature, the temperature are around 40 to 42 degrees centigrade. There is no heat wave condition at present over Delhi today. Forecast for Delhi mainly. There has been a thunderstorm or duststorm prediction for next 24 hours. Heat wave condition for other part of India mainly is the red color warning. We are continuing for Rajasthan for next 2 days. Temperature still 45 degree and highest is recorded in Ganganagar 49 degree.
The IMD has said Konkan, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala and parts of Tamil Nadu are likely to receive extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended on a weak note, weighed down by escalating geopolitical tensions and a broad-based sell-off across most sectors. The broader market indices at the BSE also closed in negative territory. The mid-cap index declined over 0.3% and the small-cap index lost 0.3%. A report.
The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, shed 573 points to close at 81,119. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, dropped 170 points to settle at 24,719. In the foreign exchange market, the rupee today depreciated by 48 paise to close at 86 rupees and 8 paise against the US dollar. Brent crude was trading at $74.21 per barrel when reports last came in. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
On to sports. In cricket, South Africa have begun their second innings chase in the final of the World Test Championship after Australia were bowled out for 207 at Lord's. The Proteas were 155 at the loss of 2 wickets as they look to script a historic win. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs a review meeting on Ahmedabad air tragedy. Investigation into a fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues. Black box recovered from site. DGCA directs Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-8 and 9 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines. Israel launches a wave of strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top military leaders. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warns Israel of severe punishment. And heat wave continues to grip northwest India. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra over next 3 days. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.